This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, May 11th. God's word to you today is joy and peace. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, and it says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." The joy that overflows is a component of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I was reading the work of a renowned theologian, Thomas Aquinas, and he said something very profound. He says, "God is happiness by his essence, for he is happy not by acquisition or participation of something else, but by his essence. On the other hand, men are happy by acquisition or participation." If you look at things, you will discover this to be true. Men are happy either by acquisition or participation. Happiness by participation. Happiness that comes from hanging out with loved ones or being at an event. Happiness by acquisition. Happiness that comes from purchasing material assets. For example, someone is happy because he purchased a new car, but 2 weeks down the line, the happiness fades because some reckless bike rider baptizes the car. But with God, it is in his essence, in his core, in his being. Not because he is participating in something or he is acquiring something, but it is who he is. What I am saying, in essence, is joy is when we are happy in our core, and not just by acquisition or participation. The joy that the Holy Spirit releases is from within. It is not by acquisition or by participation. Some people are just happiness junkies. Have you heard statements like, "I just want to be happy. I just want to do something to make myself happy"? Thus, they are on a wild goose chase of happiness. Therefore, they need to acquire something or participate in something to get their happiness fix. In a few hours, that happiness fades and they go in search of something else to make them happy. Every time you look outward for your joy and happiness, you are asking for trouble. Why? It is because God wants you to flow in joy and happiness, not depending on your acquisition of something or your participation in anything. In fact, people nickname you happy because when you show up, the place becomes happy. Just because you are there, the joy like a river flows and everybody is happy. When you leave, it is like the spark is out of the place because happy is not there. That is how God wants it, and it is possible because you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The third component of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace. Peace like a river is what God gives. The Bible describes it as the peace that surpasses all understanding. It does not make sense. You should not be peaceful, but you are peaceful. You have a deadline. You should not be able to sleep, but you are able to sleep. You go through a difficult time. You should not be able to relax, but you are able to relax. Why? It is because the fruit of the Spirit is in you, peace. Everywhere in every life that there is confusion, turmoil, or a storm, we speak the peace of God upon that situation, upon your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I declare that my joy and peace are not rooted in acquisitions or participation. It flows from your Spirit and overflows into my sphere of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.